I would venture to say everyone here has experienced what I would call an uphill climb somewhere in their Christian faith. There have been times where the going was not just smooth sailing. The reason we say it is well with my soul is because something's going on that we're not particularly crazy about. When things are going on that are wonderful, we don't have to say, it is well. When the peace flows like a river, we're usually good. But when those storm billows roll, can we still say it is well with my soul? When we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, when the challenges are really tough and ugly, when the doctor tells you something you don't want to hear, when a relative is driving you stir crazy, when your health isn't what it used to be, when your marriage isn't what it used to be, when your children aren't what they used to be, do you still lean on the Lord? Do you persevere or do you give up? Do you say, well, I tried, it didn't work, oh well, the Lord will forgive me? If your perseverance is stacked on top of moral excellence, is stacked on top of faith, is stacked on top of self-control, and has knowledge mingled throughout it, then your perseverance will carry you through, because those who overcome get the crown of life. The fact perseverance is in this list is to tell you that this is not an easy road. We know that there's a straight path and there's a wide path, right? There's a gate that's like this wide and everyone goes through it, and there's one they say is straight and narrow. Well, I tend to read King James, and there straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T. It's not talking about the one lacking curves. It's talking about like dire straits. It's talking about the one that tends to have some obstacles in the way. It's talking about the ones that aren't really easy paths to travel. Anyone who told you following Jesus was smooth sailing from baptism water to the grave is not following the Lord. But everything that happens when you follow the Lord, you already know you have the victory. So there's no reason to give up. If you have faith where it starts, there's no reason to give up.